We've been watching the earnings announcements come out very closely, not only because of the past, but also what kind of projections we're going to get in the future. One of the first, if not the first, of the big regional banks, super regionals reporting is Dallas-based Comerica. And these numbers look awfully good. $1.28, 7 cents better than expected. Revenues beat. Earnings up 28% versus last year. Sounds like a good time to catch up with the CEO, Ralph Babb, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Always good to be with you, David.
Thank you. I mean, it looks like everything was clicking this last quarter. And I'm looking at your stock, and this is a new yearly high. But I'm looking back about 10 years. I don't think I've seen this stock trade above $95 during all that time.
It's been a good run.
So
price.
Yeah. So tell me, what's going right? Is it the loan demand? Is it higher interest rates? All of the above?
You know, one of the things we've been doing is a process we call Gear Up, which is growth in efficiency and revenue. And that has been, in a lot of ways, adjusting us so that we have greater capacity, greater efficiency, and also focus on making sure that we have the technology in place to compete and provide the services that our customers want today.
It is a crowded field out there. It seems like not a month goes through that I don't see some bank, you know, relocating a big position wanting to get into the Texas market.
The Texas market, as you well know, is a growth market, and it is very stellar. It went through the downturn very well, and it's one of the three biggest markets for us, which is Texas, where we are obviously headquartered, as you know, and California and Michigan are the three biggest.
So tell me about going forward. We know interest rates are somewhat on the rise. The economy seems to be doing well. But the big question on everybody's mind is, how do you and every other company benefit, if at all, from tax reform?
I believe the tax reform is going to benefit the economy overall. And we benefit and use the benefits of the tax reform to reinvest, like I was talking about earlier, right, and making sure we have the products and services for our customers. And I think you will see the customers begin to grow and invest as well with the certainty out there of the new tax act. That'll be a plus overall in the economy. And you have seen rates have gone up a little bit. And for us, being a large commercial bank, about 90% of our loans are floating rate. And the majority of that is tied to LIBOR. And as rates go up, that provides additional revenue to us. And as I mentioned earlier, our Gear Up strategy has been to rationalize expenses as well. And we are seeing a good payback from that process, as well as giving our people opportunity to have more time to work with our customers.
The debt levels overall are up, as they should be during an expansion. Are loan losses expected to rise too?
We have seen very strong credit quality. And we expect that to continue as well. What you're seeing today is businesses are very liquid, and they are doing very well. But you're not seeing the growth that you, in my opinion, would normally see. And I think with the lowering of the taxes and with the confidence beginning to build more, and the economy starting to move forward, you're going to see companies begin to invest in the future, and that will inure to the banks from a lending standpoint as well.
closer to home, I know you weren't negatively impacted that much by the downturn in the oil and gas industry, but now the oil and gas industry seems to be back roaring again. Prices are up. Drilling activity is the highest we've seen in years. Are you benefiting by, or do you expect to benefit from that?
Yes, we have a very good customer base in the energy sector. It's about 4% of our loans, and we see the same thing you do with oil and gas prices moving up, as well as capital markets opening up to that sector. And I think, and it will always be a very important sector for us.
Ralph Babb, CEO of Comerica, congratulations on the new 52-week high in your stock and also a gangbuster quarter. It's always good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.